This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA with Chris Barnes.
Two suspects in two unrelated but both hate-filled crimes last week are due in federal courtrooms today. The accused synagogue mass shooter, Robert Bowers, is facing 29 charges for the murders of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. The reports are he made comments about his desire to kill Jews as he opened fire. Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc also to face a judge today for a hearing. He's accused of sending pipe bombs to a dozen high-profile Democrats and liberals, as well as CNN. The World Series most valuable player, Steve Pierce of the Red Sox, says,
"This is exactly where we knew we were going to be."
The Red Sox beating the L.A. Dodgers last night, 5-1 in Los Angeles, to take the series. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new migrant caravan from El Salvador this time is heading to the United States. Over 300 Salvadorans leaving from the capital over the weekend. It follows in the footsteps of a couple of other migrant caravans, including a huge group of as many as 7,000 that have made headlines after storming a Guatemalan border bridge and forcing their way into Mexico. President Trump says he's going to be closing the southern border as those caravans near. Protesters disrupting a rally yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Blackburn is facing Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen for that Senate seat. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The city of San Francisco is going to let people who are not U.S. citizens vote next month in a local school board election. That includes non-citizens here legally and illegally. About 40 have registered for the vote so far. The decision's expected to become a flashpoint for conservatives and the right, who already paint California as a prime example of liberal politics gone too far. Supporters of this move say it's mainly about giving a voice to parents who do have children in that school district. ABC extending the first season of The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff. The network ordering another episode of the new series, bringing it to 11 total episodes. The Conners just premiered a couple of weeks ago. It lost a quarter of its viewers by the second episode. The 2018 Roseanne reboot was canceled in May after show star Roseanne Barr went out on a racist tweet about political aide Valerie Jarrett from the Obama administration. In The Conners, her character has died from a drug overdose. And they say a viral photo of Justin Bieber eating a burrito, as most folks would figure is the wrong way to do it, is actually a fake. It appeared to show the pop star sitting on a park bench biting into the burrito from the side. and serviced on Reddit last Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live. Well, it looks like baseball season is all but over. Of course, Bostonians are saying, hey, it's not over till the party's over, you know? We're just getting underway. Well, congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, who knocked out the Los Angeles Dodgers last night for the team's fourth World Series title in 15 years. It was Steve Pearce being named the World Series MVP. At least we didn't have to stay up all night the night before, gone, 18 innings. Wow, unbelievable. And that's, he asked me, but go, did you stay up the whole game? I had to surrender. I have to admit, it was rather late for me, even on the West Coast. 7-hour game, but a great game, and of course people will be talking about that, and that'll make the Dodgers feel a little bit better, I guess, as they can talk about the one they won instead of the ones that got away for them. But congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. Time for Megan Barth. Yes, great to have her here with us. Megan, of course, the national spokesperson for and women's advocate and national spokesperson, I should say, for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Lots to talk about here. Weekend review, of course. What was on all the pundits' mind was this rise in violence, back-to-back situations. Just, you know, awful what happened, particularly with, there in Pittsburgh at the synagogue. And it is just amazing how no matter what happens, it is Donald Trump's fault. I mean, let's not even, I was listening to see, okay, because I told a friend of mine, I go, they're not even seeing anything about the BDS movement, you know, boycott, divest, and sanctions movement, nothing whatsoever. And, of course, that's come out of the college campuses, and there's been a lot of anti-Semitism born out of the college campuses, but nobody wants to say anything about BDS. What are we missing here?
Well, of course, we're missing the old adage that the left always defaults to, is that everything is Trump's fault. It doesn't matter if this shooter at the synagogue hated Trump, was vocally against Trump on social media, also expressed his outrage, and I guess it was the boiling point whereby when Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem, that really set him off. And again, we have another deranged leftist. You look at the mass shootings in this country, and always the Democrats want to default. It's a Republican. It's a crazed Republican. It's the alt-right.
Right.
Again, it's the gun. Well, no, it's actually a deranged Democrat with a gun 99.9% of the time.
Yeah.
If we'll go back even to Gabby Giffords, I specifically remember them blaming Sarah Palin and the Tea Party for Gabby Giffords' shooting. Immediately out of the box, they came out and said, well, it must be someone that's upset over the health care issue. And on and on. And no, again, it was a registered deranged Democrat.
Yeah.
and James.
And another underreported situation, because all, you know, in the interest alleged for truth, you know, they'll go ahead and let all that rhetoric fly around, and then they wonder why, you know, you've got this kind of incivility going on. People are just tired of, you know, the media is not doing their job in terms of, you know, calling balls and strikes on this. That's fine. Hey, look, if you want to report that, you know, in your perspective or some people's perspective, this Republican's fault, that's, you know, okay, you know, that, enough of that. But how about just reporting the truth to where there's balance? I mean, you know, when you get 90% still of the media reporting being negative towards Donald Trump, what is that going to tell you? That's going to frustrate somebody sooner or later.
Well, yeah, I remember when James Hodgkinson walked on a baseball field with a kill list and nearly assassinated over a dozen seated Republicans. Yeah. The only reason he didn't make off with his kill list and assassinate 14 Republicans is because the Capitol Police were there, because Steve Scalise was
exactly there.
And saved our majority, really, and saved the lives of 14 others. At that time, Nancy Pelosi was outraged that we were pointing out that James Hodgkinson was a Democrat, and how dare we blame the Democrats for this? Well, she was the first one, after nearly 14 Republicans were assassinated. She asked for, you know, peace, and she asked for, there's a lack of civility on both sides. You know, we need to, you know, tone down our language. And then a week later, she goes back to calling.
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, Megan, I hate the both sides argument. I really do, frankly, because yeah. You gotta call out the people who are responsible. It's like, you know, when I was in corporate America, it used to drive me nuts when people would send out these general memos, you know, about correcting your behavior. You know, they didn't have the audacity. They had the information that there were certain people that were doing something. But no, let's put the whole problem on everybody's back, as if to mollify, you know, the problem that you got. The problem you have is you've got, you know, certain people that are doing things, and even the media, they want to keep up with this narrative. If it can be negative and somehow attached to Trump, I mean, to watch them over the weekend on these Sunday TV shows twist, and even the people who are there to interview Chuck Todd, I mean, you go right down the list, you go, wait a minute, you guys are so obviously prejudicial here. You're really not interested in pursuing the truth. You want to find ways. I mean, you keep coming back and asking questions about, well, do you think it's Donald Trump's fault? You know, kind of deal. And even after the situation with the pipe bomber, you know, they find out that he's in a Michael Moore movie. And he's very, very anti-establishment, anti-Trump. And but yet, because of some bumper stickers on his van, oh, he had to be a deranged Trump follower.
Well, yeah, and going back to words, you know, Nancy Pelosi, the blood was hardly dry on the baseball field in Virginia, and she's calling for civility, and then a week later she goes back and starts calling us Nazis and Trump Hitler. You know, it's interesting to watch the Democrats' kabuki dance and how they contort themselves into these manufactured chaos and outrage. It's, if words are as dangerous as the Democrats want us to believe they are, then they are certainly the guilty party of stoking the violence and the hatred and the incivility. You can't call 63 million people Nazis, which is basically what the Democrats are doing, and not have some unhinged Democrat want to punch a Nazi, kick a Nazi, shoot a Nazi. I mean, of course, don't you want to defeat the Nazis? Well, yeah, we defeated them back in World War II, but all of a sudden, I guess the Nazis are back.
Yes, right.
This type of inflammatory language that the left defaults in using can cause violent reactions, and we've witnessed that time and time again. But the left does not want to own the responsibility or own the accountability for their own hate speech.
Exactly.
Isn't it interesting that Democrats are never accused of hate speech?
No, but it's always justified, because what happens, they mollify it by saying, well, both sides do it. And instead of them just saying, oh, you're right, you know, we're responsible for our part. No, let's just talk about, you know, it's all Donald Trump's fault. It's all this rhetoric. Yes, they can see the problem, but what they can't see is that they're, you know, they're leading the way, because when you look at these things, who's always throwing the first punch? I guess that's what you're asking here, Megan.
Well, right. right. And then you go on to the pipe bomber, and, you know, immediately they want to make sure it's a Trump supporter. Well, the guy only registered to vote in 2016. Mm-hmm. Whether he supported Trump or not is really kind of besides the point. The guy was a deranged lunatic and couldn't put together a bomb appropriately. Mm-hmm. I still call them hoax bombs. I don't care what Christopher
Wright says. I think you're right. I don't think he was serious about it. I mean,
no.
You know, and I think that's his out. That keep you know that cuts down a number of years for him being in jail. Is that it was all a mockery, you know, it was satire, you know, that kind of deal. So that's what they'll argue, you know. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
To the TV.
I'm going on it.
I hear
whether it's your faith, including your politics and how you expect this government to run, it requires the time that you be all in. And, of course, we're 8 days away from the midterm elections. I trust everybody's registered to vote, that we get everybody out there. There are too many numbers that I hear time and again where you have 50% of this particular, you know, category will register to vote and only 50% will actually vote. I mean, that's really kind of ridiculous, especially when you, I got to tell you, your country needs you. It's just that straight up, isn't it, Megan Barth? I mean, we need all voters on deck to make sure that this country is running in the right direction. I mean, we got into this mess because people checked out and they allowed the elites to take over. And look what happened, $22 trillion and counting in debt. We've got a tax on, you know, on a president that has turned things around. We're starting to enjoy some incredible success and wins at every turn. And this president needs reinforcements, Megan. We've got to send people in to help him out. We cannot allow, really, we cannot allow a party that says, look, we want to get rid of ICE, we want to get rid of tax reform, and we just want to move on impeachment on both the president and Justice Kavanaugh.
Right, exactly. And that's the important thing here, Bill. Excuse me, is people do need to get out and vote. If I look at Nevada, for example, where I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, we out-register Democrats by a healthy margin. Mm-hmm. We're not leading in early voting right now, unlike many states where the Republicans are leading, but people need to get out and vote. Nevada would easily win the election down the ticket as long as people get out and vote. And that's why every vote is so important. And every registered voter, Republican, independent, otherwise, needs to exercise their right and find their voice. Exactly. Our voice is our most powerful weapon. That's how we hold the government accountable. And I find it interesting that Democrats, much like Claire McCaskill and Beto O'Rourke and others, are running as moderates. But even Tom Perez, the leader of the Democrat Party, basically told the moderates to get the hell out of the party, and that was quote-unquote. Right. Whereby the Democrats have gone so far left, now the up-and-coming Democrats don't want to be honest with their constituents. They would rather lie to their future constituents by claiming to be a moderate when they have the same radical ideas that the leadership of the Democrat Party has, and that's open borders, that is mass migration. If we think the caravan, as I call it, the mob in Mexico that is about to breach our southern border, I believe 14,000 people now is how large that migrant mob is in Mexico.
Yeah, but then you got two others behind it, Megan.
Migrant mob will be continual and chronic if Nancy Pelosi gets the gavel, because they aren't going to do anything to secure our borders, the Democrats. They don't want secure borders. They want the dependency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Megan, it's not just the ones that are closest to us. There's two others. I mean, they're lining up like hurricanes in the Atlantic right now. You know, every day we're hearing that there's another group of migrants that have huddled together. So this is an expensive proposition. We know that somebody is pulling the levers on these, you know, and even as President Trump pleaded to the media to get inside the migrants that are there, because it's all being reported as if they're, you know, a rather benign group just looking for, you know, help. They're poor and they're looking for some, you know, looking for a job. And, you know, we should leave our doors opened up. But, you know, Sarah Carter went in there. The Department of Homeland Security had eyes on the ground and they're reporting quite the difference. So who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to people who have proven to be objective in the past, or are we going to listen to those media commentators like Jorge Ramos that want to lead us to believe that it's all benign and that we have nothing to risk here, except, you know, maybe a few MS-13 members. But, you know, that shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yeah, I loved listening to Jorge Ramos the other day saying, well, not all of them are terrorists and murderers. Oh, okay, well, how many, Jorge? How many are terrorists and murderers?
Exactly.
Not all of them are. Then that means that some of them might be.
Yeah. And here we are.
Why don't you keep them in Mexico? You all speak the same language. The assimilation will be much easier. And honestly, if these people were refugees, they would be seeking asylum in Mexico. They've been offered clothing. They've been offered work. They've been offered housing. They've been offered food by many in Mexico, including the Mexican government.
Right.
And they don't want it. They want to go to America, hell-bent on breaching our borders and defying any and all immigration laws. You know, being poor and being hungry does not make you a refugee. Mm-hmm. It makes you poor and hungry.
Right. Well, and that's not to sound hard-hearted, Megan. I know this, and I know what you're saying and what others are feeling here. I mean, we have always been the first one to help people who are hungry. But, you know, by the same token, you wonder, you know, the people who have argued, saying, hey, we can't be the police of the world. We can't do this and we can't do that. Well, you know, now they're coming to our borders. It's like, you know, all the liberals want us to be the very thing they don't want us to be. So what is it? Do you want us to be responsible adults and members of the international community, or do you want us to continue to develop this international entitlement class?
Right. Well, if it was up to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, I mean, Hillary Clinton was caught on a hot mic saying she dreamed of open borders.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats don't want borders because the whole fundamental goal of the Democrat Party is the fundamental transformation of this country that was promised to us in 2008, and they're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamental transformation means that you overthrow the capitalist system and turn it into basically a two-tier system, which is a socialist system, the haves and the haves and the have-nots. This has been the goal of the Democrats since the Cloward-Piven days, since they laid out the Cloward-Piven model. And basically the Cloward-Piven model is that you create enough chaos and strife and dependency that you literally test and overload the system, meaning the system is capitalism. So as long as you have perpetual crises, you stress the system. As long as you get more people in the wagon than pulling the wagon, then, of course, you're going to stress the system. So how, if the Democrats are losing their unilateral control over the black Democrats or the black Americans in general, well, they're losing black Americans in general because they've turned their back on the citizens of this country in favor of illegal aliens. So the new dependency class for the Democrats is not necessarily black Americans. It's illegal aliens.
Right.
And the very, very poor that are about to breach our border.
And of course, they're freaking out because this traditional monolithic black group is no longer monolithic. They're figuring it out. They've been around long enough to start their own businesses, to realize what they've been shoveled is a bunch of manure, I should say. And look what Kanye West is doing.
Over the weekend, Kanye West and Candace Owens premiered a website called Blexit. So it's similar to Brexit, but it's a Black Exit, B-L-E-X-I-T. And it's a very powerful website with some powerful testimonials of blacks who have realize that the Democrat Party is not their savior. Some get it, some don't. That's fine. But there is definitely this awakening amongst the black community, and we saw this at the Black Leadership Forum that was held in Washington, D.C.,
yeah, those kids,
where Donald
those
Trump
kids, were those kids ignited or what?
Yes.
I mean, because they're figuring it out. And, of course, there's been some great spokespeople. You've got Deneen Borelli in her book that she wrote. All this has been chipping away at the underbelly of this false narrative that the mainstream media cannot hold back any longer. And, they can say what they want to say about Kanye West, but he is really turning some tables upside down, Trump style.
And this is why we keep seeing the Democrats get more and more hysterical, because they realize they're losing their control and their power. And those two things are really the only things that matter to Democrats.
Yeah, without a doubt. She is the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two suspects in two unrelated but both hate-filled crimes last week are due in federal courtrooms today. The accused synagogue mass shooter, Robert Bowers, is facing 29 charges for the murders of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. The reports are he made comments about his desire to kill Jews as he opened fire. Mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc also to face a judge today for a hearing. He is accused of sending pipe bombs to a dozen high-profile Democrats and liberals, as well as CNN. The World Series Most Valuable Player, Steve Pierce of the Red Sox, says,
"This is exactly where we knew we were going to be."
The Red Sox beating the L.A. Dodgers last night, 5-1 in Los Angeles, to take the series. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Martinez live.
There's lots of conversation about the violence over the weekend that is in full display in this country today. But you're not going to hear this, but here. You know, the problem that we have in this country today has to do with the hearts of Americans. That's really where it resides. And you hear these bumpers, and, you know, talking about the power in the name of Jesus and breaking every chain. Let me tell you, we are bound up right now because the general consensus is we can see things according to our own eyes. This is man-made. This is what we created. I mean, you want to talk about global warming and all this stuff. I mean, you look about the insanity right now that is prevailing this country. It is man-made. I want to bring on retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. It's good to have him back. It's been too long since he and I've been able to talk. But his new book, Alliance of Evil, has the mystery of the end times finally arrived. Robert, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know for you, and we've talked about this before,
You know, we can have all the conversation we have, you know, want to have about America, but you're not going to hear this in a lot of radio stations, very few, that what we're dealing with is a spiritual issue, is it not?
Well, of course it's a spiritual issue, and of course that's the nature of mankind, unfortunately, but the vast majority are not spiritually alive, and those mm-hmm. that are see this, you know, the spiritual dimension in a way that influences the everyday activities, whether it's the mass killing there in Pittsburgh or mm-hmm. it's bombs or it's war around the world. This is not a new issue, but one perhaps that an audience, wherever they may be, that are not spiritually connected won't understand.
Mm-hmm. And my prayer is if you're not, and it's not like we're speaking in some sort of secret code here, what Robert and I are talking about is empirical. There has been evidence time and time again that this is the case. The media can't talk this way. Some leaders that you look to cannot talk this way. They can't give you the truth. It's kind of like Pontius Pilate sitting there in front of the truth himself, and he says, "What is the truth?" He kind of mocks. He's kind of given up on what truth is. And look what it led to. And I would say to you, though you may get frustrated and think, okay, what is the truth? Because the media tells me all this other stuff. Well, first of all, if you're relying on the media and politicians as your source of truth, you're in trouble right off the bat, are you not, Robert?
No, absolutely. You know, that reminds me of the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, where Jesus goes into Capernaum. And he speaks, and of course, it's a local community. Nazareth is not that far away from Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is speaking in a way that just fascinates these people. He says, isn't this a carpenter from Nazareth? Isn't he the son of Mary? Which was a slur, of course, at the time, because
right.
everybody knew that Jesus was conceived. They didn't understand the conception, but that he was conceived out of wedlock, mm-hmm. Which really perplexed them, and the Pharisees were very much in attacking. Those that were spiritually alive began to understand. And, of course, it really took Pentecost before mm-hmm. people truly understood because they had the Holy Spirit within them.
Exactly. But, you know, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with the violence in Philadelphia. And interesting that they wanted to immediately tag this on Trump. And I thought it was interesting, Robert, that no one over the weekend talked about the BDS movement, which has been at the forefront of just about every college campus across our country.
Well, of course, there, you know, for decades, we've had the progressive left, arguably, evil influences that have captured the minds of our academia and have proliferated, ideas that are very contrary, of course, to those of us that are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something we're facing. You know, the hatred that is behind, much of what goes on around us, if you really look to the root, it's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, people aren't looking in the right places.
Well, when we say BDS, for those of you that have heard that, vaguely, and you kind of wonder, okay, what is that? The whole BDS movement has been, against, it's been anti-Israel, and it has taken over the college campuses, and this is all part of the rallying cry. You boycott, divestment, and sanctions. That is the movement, and of course, what's even lighting this up even more, Bob, I think you'd admit here, is that when President Trump decided to do what other presidents said they were going to do, but for some reason they couldn't enact on it, but President Trump says, look, we are in fact going to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Well, no doubt. Not only the Palestinians, most of the Middle East, and of course the left in this country were up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that was promised long ago by many of our presidents. And it's, some argue, and rightfully so, I think, that it was, really an answer to prophetic, the prophetic future as things begin to unfold as we get closer to the end times. And certainly, the activities of, that region, but of course, as I say in Alliance of Evil, the activities of greater powers of China and Russia, which I write about daily here at the Pentagon,
right.
Really evidence a movement in a direction which seems to fit Ezekiel 38, certainly Rome, Revelation 16, and so forth.
Right. Well, and that's what Alliance of Evil is all about. I mean, you're observing what's going on, and you see the trajectory. And, you know, as Karl Barth used to say, when he went to the pulpit, he had the newspaper in one hand, the Bible in the other. And you put these, you know, you put historical events together with what God said was going to happen. And I would say, and you would probably echo this, that if you think it's bad now, you have seen nothing yet.
Well, absolutely, Bill. Yeah, you never know when you write something as a Christian how God's going to use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as I've seen since the book has come out, in spades, I've seen it emphasize the things that, you know, I saw months and months ago. For instance, just a couple of days ago, President Xi of China, you know, was down in the southern part of his country, and he was speaking to the Southern Theater Command of his military and says, you need to prepare for war.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, over, you know, last week when John Bolton, our national security advisor, was in Kremlin talking to his counterpart and also the Vladimir Putin, Putin turned to him and said, well, your symbol of your nation has olives and arrows. I don't think you have brought any olives to this meeting. Mm-hmm. And Bolton says, you're right. And Putin's actions, Xi's actions, you know, in spades are suggesting future war. In fact, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges just recently stepped down as the commander of U.S. forces in Europe. And he said, we're going to be in a war with China perhaps in 15 years. Well, the reality is I think it could be much sooner. Mm-hmm. If you watch this issue, as I do, as closely and have for some time.
Well, Robert, I don't know that we're not in a war with China right now. I mean, look what they're doing in stealing our intellectual property. They're, you know, they're spying on us. And, you know, if some of these things are true, I mean, down to the point to where supposedly they have, you know, a microchip in all our cell phones, which, oh, by the way, thank you very much, Apple, relies on China to construct. So do we have all these many Trojan horses running about our country right now?
Well, that's a good setup because I have 16 indicators of the new Cold War. And, of course, cyber is a major issue. The number of spies in this country, the loss of intellectual power, the arms race. I mean, the list goes on, Bill. It is so breathtaking when you consider. And that's what I've captured in the book. And I see evidence in the front pages of our newspapers absolutely every day just saying, yes, this is what's happening before us.
Let's go ahead and drill deeper into it when we come back after the break. Bill Martinez with Colonel Robert McGinnis right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Gentlemen, good to have you back with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis continues. We're talking about his book, Alliance of Evil. Has the mystery of the end times finally arrived? Bob is a Washington, D.C.-based broadcast national security and foreign policy analyst with 24 years of extensive experience speaking on tough issues with most major broadcast entities. He's a Fox News analyst, also a longtime Pentagon insider. He has had extensive, as I mentioned, policy experience, having served as a vice president for policy at the Washington, D.C.-based Family Research Council, where he focused on human rights, religious freedom, illicit drug policy, foreign affairs, and national security. Robert, as we were talking before with your book, Alliance of Evil, These things are lining up, and I imagine from your purview, with all your experience, as you see this coming together in rhythm with what God has warned us, you must want to just, you know, go to the top of the roof like the watchman on the wall and yell and scream that we need to beware.
Well, we do. And these are grave threats, existential threats that we face. And yet we find that our population tends to be seized with whatever is vogue at the particular moment. You know, mm-hmm. Not that we don't have very serious domestic issues, and we do. Right. But, you know, we have adversaries overseas that have every intention of destroying this country. And they're moving closer all the time to having those capabilities. You know, as you said in the breakaway moments ago, Bill, you know, I've identified 16 indicators, and I see those, you know, like flashing lights every day in the news. You know, I think this past week in which you heard about the U.S. pulling out of the INF treaty, which is a nuclear treaty signed between Reagan and Gorbachev. not Gorbachev, between the Russians. Mm-hmm. No, it was Gorbachev.
It was Gorbachev, yes.
And you know, that was to limit cruise missiles, basically, so that they couldn't be used against European targets. Now, of course, mm-hmm. they now have submarines in the Mediterranean that can reach. But we've known about this. The Obama people complained about, you know, their violations. What our real concern, Bill, is that the Chinese are not part and parcel to this treaty, and yet every one of the Chinese missiles violates this particular treaty. So we're saying, well, you know, the Russians have already violated it. It really makes no sense. I think the larger threat, though, is the 2010 New START Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, which, of course, caps us to 1,500 warheads, 1,550, and then about 700 platforms. That's up for renegotiation now. And it would appear, unless we find some accommodation, that is going to be thrown out as well. This is a red flashing light. You know, right. We went through an old Cold War in which there were tens and tens of thousands of nuclear weapons pointing at us. And those of my vintage recall vividly about the warnings, about the feeling, the angst related with the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis and other crises. We weren't sure if we were going to be annihilated and you know, turn into nuclear dust at any moment.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember we were all diving under desks during that time. In the practice run. So yes, and here it is, Robert. As you mentioned, with these 16 indicators, what else are you seeing? Let's go down the list as much as we can here.
Well, yeah, the tariffs, the trade war. Is there any question that we're in a trade war with China? Mm-hmm. Of course not.
Right.
You know, we are. You know, they have the surplus on their side, just because we're a major consumer, we're their major market. And yet, back and forth, they don't allow our businesses to have the same rights and privileges and access to their economy. And so President Xi has every ambition of making his nation the global economic leader. He has launched what's called the Belt and Road Initiative, spending well in excess almost of $2 trillion around the world, buying up ports, facilities, buying country leverage, and, of course, everywhere the Chinese government economic arm is, behind the veil is the People's Liberation Army. In other words, their armed forces. So when they bought up the Suez Canal, when they bought up the Panama Canal, when they purchased Western European ports, and there are a number of them, Central American ports, they always have a footprint behind it that gives access to the People's Liberation Navy in most cases. And
exactly.
We've seen this across the globe. This is economic manipulation, coercion, and it's very, very serious because there's not a place in the world that's free of it today. We've got to recognize this competition. I think President Trump does, but it's going to take a lot more than what we've done up to now. So that is a major issue. You know, the whole issue of espionage. You know, clearly the president says in his national security strategy that on an average we lose about $300 billion with a B of intellectual property on an annual basis. You know, our internet systems, networks are attacked constantly. That's because there's an organization that the Chinese stood up just a few years ago that oversees electronic warfare and cyber space and so forth. It works directly for the national government, not necessarily under the People's Liberation Army. They are constantly trying to sabotage, steal, and whatever. And then, of course, you know, depending upon who you believe, there may be upward to 25,000 known or suspected spies in this country. But then there's a large expatriate population in which the Chinese government, through its student programs and through its work green card programs in this country, they just sap up, they soak up, vacuum up all this intelligence about who we are. This is incredibly dangerous, and yet I know that people on the Hill are aware of it, but it is really a war. You know, Chou Enlai, back in 1991, he was the leader of China at the time. He said, look, you know, on Christmas Day, when the hammer and sickle was lowered at the Kremlin, he declared, the war between the U.S. and the Soviets is over. The war between China and the U.S. has just begun.
Right.
They went to war in 1991 against it. We need to recognize that across all sorts of domains, they have been at war with us. And the evidence is overwhelming. And that's what concerns me every day. I see this in the newspapers, and yet I don't see us being serious about this threat.
What is it about it that, I mean, here it is, you've got the expansion of military islands. They've been rather aggressive, as you mentioned, investing some $2 trillion to do favors for country, but it's quid pro for other countries, but it's quid pro quo. And it is, you know, to it is all with the end game of enlarging their footprint. I mean, it's not out of the goodness of their heart they're doing this.
No, of course not. And those islets, those reefs, which have been expanded to 3,400 acres across many islands, which are claimed, interestingly, by the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam, which are almost 700 miles south of mainland China. So it's not as if it's right on the coastline. They have armed them up. They've put runways. They've put port facilities. They have cruise missiles. They have air defense missiles. They have flown strategic bombers out of there. And they protest, just like the defense minister did over the weekend, that, you know, we're doing our stuff. In other words, we're trying to maintain freedom of navigation through the South China Sea, which is a main artery
right.
of transportation from India, from Southeast Asia to the United States West Coast. That's something we've been doing forever, and yet the Chinese, of course, want to control that. No, we're saying that's not going to happen. And yet, you know, the confrontations, you know, just a week ago, the USS Decatur, you know, was almost rammed by a Chinese warship 45 feet away. And in the open seas, that's incredibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these provocative moves, and as we mentioned, you know, the thing we're not even talking about here, Robert, is, you know, what kind of meddling into our democratic system are they doing? I mean, we put a lot of focus on Russia, but even, you know, President Trump brought up, says, hey, don't forget China here.
Well, of course. And there was, you know, it's the Chinese, it's the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, and others. That are using a variety of social media outlets and, you know, their hacking skills, of which they have throngs of people that do this. They have every intention of creating chaos within our society. And, of course, social media is a great instrument because you can put fake news out there. You can incite one side or another. Now, we do a bad enough job internally, but
right.
now we have all this help from outside the world, which is trying to create turmoil within our democratic system. So, you know, that's one of the things that John Bolton was talking to his counterpart in Russia the other day, because we know that who's doing it. And the Chinese, we've been talking to them as well.
And, of course, the mainstream media is not helping us because this is more fodder for their cannons, and they're happy to pick up on this and bring any kind of legitimacy to this fake news. That's why it's being called out for what it is. Robert, as we wrap things up here, the takeaway for your book, and, of course, we're going to have you back because we need to do, you know, a more in-depth understanding of Alliance of Evil. But right now, what do you want to take want them to take away, and where can they get their hands on your book?
Well, they can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Defender Publishing. These are dire times. This is worse than the old Cold War, Bill, and it's something that people have got to wake up to and be prayerful about it because our leaders really need God's hand and guidance.
Without a doubt. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Colonel, thank you. It's always an honor to have you with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. engineer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if-